Please take your Bibles this evening, turn to Matthew chapter 5. We're going to read verses 17 through 20. Matthew 5, verses 17 through 20. It says in verse 17, here the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, and he says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Here in these few verses, we see the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see him giving, in a sense, his perspective on the Word of God. He's really giving these people the proper viewpoint. In one sense, they may have been thinking a different idea of Christ's view of the Word of God. But here we find Christ presenting aspects here of the Word of God. And we find here, first of all, that the fulfillment of God's Word is found in Jesus Christ. Where do the Scriptures point to? In the Old Testament. Who is the Old Testament pointing to? You know, sometimes people can read the Old Testament and they can wonder, what is all this about? You know, what are these sacrifices? They're killing these animals. They're doing these different things. There were, you know, all the different rules, so to speak, or ordinances about how the tabernacle and different things were to be set up. And what are all these things about? And Christ says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Over in John chapter 5 and verse number 46, Christ says, I'll begin in verse number 45, John chapter 5 and verse 45, says, "Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust." All right, so the Pharisees, the scribes, these people would have put great weight upon what Moses said. They would have looked up to Moses greatly. But Christ says to them in verse number 46, "For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?" Now, if you would have asked these people, "Do you believe Moses' writing?" Well, I would assume that they would have said yes. But they missed who Moses and the Old Testament was pointing to. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 19 and verse 10. It says, "And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." As we look at the Old Testament scriptures, as we look at the Word of God, we find that the fulfillment of God's Word is found in Jesus Christ. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Christ did not come to destroy the law.
but he came to fulfill it. He came to bring it to completion. And so this evening, as you read the Word of God, who do you see it pointing to? Do you see the Lord Jesus Christ on the pages of Scripture? Think of Psalm number 45. In Psalm number 45, in verse number 1, it says, "My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever." So notice what he says here. "I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer." And as he begins to speak, in verse number 6, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad." And as you read the Word of God, do you see the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you see Him as the fulfillment of the Old Testament Scriptures? As you see, do you see your lost condition? And that Jesus Christ is the only one, through Him, He is the only one that you can have perfect righteousness. You know, the scribes, the Pharisees, from their perspective, they were trying to keep the law. But Galatians says the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. And there is only one person that perfectly fulfilled all of the Old Testament. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight, if you are going to have real righteousness, it is only found in Jesus Christ. We see here in Matthew chapter 5 that the future of God's word here is declared by Jesus Christ. He says, verse 18, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." So here we have two very, here he's speaking of the Hebrew alphabet, one jot, a small consonant in the Hebrew alphabet. One tittle would be a small vowel point. So two very small things. And Christ says, none of these will in no wise pass till all be fulfilled. God's word is sure tonight. It can be fully depended upon. We sang those hymns tonight, "Standing on the Promises." The Bible stands. Every single thing written in the Word of God will come to pass. In the Old Testament, we find assurances of God's Word. In some, let's begin in Deuteronomy chapter 29. A lot of people would like to say, well, you know, the Word of God is just a compilation. I mean, there's all these different people writing, and I mean, how can you trust what's in God's Word? I mean, there's just a bunch of different men writing. I mean, how can you trust it? Well, I think we can trust what the Lord Jesus Christ has to say. And we find here in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, it says, "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God." There are some things that we don't know. You know, there's a lot of people out there today that want to maybe try to know everything. Maybe think that they're going to find out everything, and then they maybe try to make up stuff. It says, "But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." So notice that. It says, Those things which are revealed, what's that? Well, that's the Word of God. Belong unto who? Unto us and to our children. For how long? Forever. And then what's the purpose? It says that we may do all the words of this law. God didn't just write His word so that one generation could have it, so one generation could follow God's word. He wrote it so that every generation could have it, and so that every generation would live by it. That we may do all the words of this law. You know, everything written in God's word is going to come to completion. And God has preserved His word, and it is our duty to align our lives with His truth. Let's go to Psalm 119. We're going to read a few verses from this chapter. Psalm 119, first we're going to read verse number 89. It says, "Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven." All right, the word of God is not something that is going to be constantly changing. We have the word of God. It's forever settled in heaven. Notice verse 140. It says, "Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it." You know, if we tonight would want to say, you know what, God's word isn't been preserved for us. We don't know for sure what it is. There could be errors somewhere. Well, we couldn't say what this verse says. It says, "Thy word is what? Is very pure." The Word of God is clean. It's enduring forever. Verse 152, it says, "Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever." Notice again the eternality here in this verse of God's Word. Verse 160, it says, "Thy word is true from the beginning." It says, "And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." You know, what do you want to base your life upon tonight? Do you want to base it on someone's temporal opinion that is on the radio? Or do you want to base your life tonight upon some commentator on the TV? Or do you want to base your life tonight upon some psychologist that's written a book? You know, if we were to take a poll tonight of what people are basing what they do on, you know, how many people in the United States of America are basing their lives upon the Word of God? Probably that number is going down very quickly. And take a look at our country and what's happening because of it. The Word of God says, "Thy word is true from the beginning." Verse 1, "Thou, concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it." Now I wonder tonight, what are you going to choose to base your life upon? The ever-changing opinions of man or the eternal truth of God's Word? Jesus Christ said every part to the very smallest detail is going to be fulfilled. Thirdly, if every part is going to be fulfilled, we see the focus of God's word is illustrated or applied by Jesus Christ. All right, so here we see every detail is going to come to pass. So what should we focus on? Well, it says in verse number 19, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." All right, so if every single detail is true, if every single detail is going to come to completion, then what should our focus be? Well, we can't leave out any parts. No, there's a principle in the Word of God is found in Luke chapter 10. You can turn over to Luke chapter 10. Excuse me, Luke chapter 16 and verse number 10. Luke 16:10 says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much." We find here a principle of those that take care of the small details, so to speak, are those that you can trust with the big details. And in the Word of God here, Christ says, those that will keep the least commandments and shall teach men so shall be what? They shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. You know, we live in a day and age in which people say, you know, I'm just going to keep the big things. You know, I'm just going to maybe, well, in their book, do what I think are the main things, so to speak. And maybe it's up to their interpretation what the main things are. But here we find that, you know what, every part of God's Word is going to be fulfilled. We shouldn't kind of, so to speak, pick and choose. I'm going to keep this part of God's Word, but, you know, this one over here isn't that important to me. Well, it was important enough that God put it in His Word, and important enough that He said it is going to come to pass. And if there's a part of God's Word tonight that, you know, that just isn't important to me, well, there's something then in your life that was important enough that God put it in the Scriptures that ought to be important to you. You know, there's some people that might say, just set aside your differences and let's get along. Now, if that's biblical truth that they're trying to have you set aside, I would rather have differences, so to speak, with you and get along with God. That ought to be our focus tonight. Christ said every detail is going to come to pass. We don't pick and choose which verses we like in Scripture and pick ones we like and set aside the ones we don't like. Everything is going to come to pass. And those that are faithful in the least are those that are faithful in much. You know, what kind of approach do you take to the Scriptures tonight? Is there a carefulness? Is there that desire that, you know what, every verse is important? Everything that God says, I want to make sure that I am following it. In Psalm 119, if we could turn back there again. I guess I better hurry up here. Psalm 119, verses 98 through 100. You know, when you learn to follow all of God's Word, it's going to bring you great wisdom in your life. It says, "Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts." In Psalm 111, verse 10, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. You know, those that will take God's word and follow it in their lives, it's going to bring great wisdom. They're going to have great understanding. You want the wisdom to make the right decisions in life, then you need to get into God's word and you need to obey it. It says, a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. You know why there's so much foolishness in this world today? It's because we have a lot of people that aren't obeying God's word. You know why our country is going to be, is in a great financial mess? It's because we have people that are not obeying God's word. And understanding comes to those that what? That do his commandments. So there's a focus in our lives. We don't pick and choose, but we take everything that God has said and we obey it. But fourthly, I'd like us to see that the finality of God's word is met in Jesus Christ. It says in Matthew chapter 5, the last verse, "For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." You know, the scribes and Pharisees would have been known for being righteous people, so to speak, but they didn't measure up to the standard. They may have had all sorts of traditions to be kept, but their lives did not meet up to the standard of God's word. And Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Real righteousness can only be found in Jesus Christ. He is the only one that can perfectly fulfill all the requirements of the law, God's standard of righteousness. And how can that be applied to our account? It is by faith. "Therefore, being justified or declared righteous by faith, we have what? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." A little bit later, verse number 9, it says, or verse 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And it says, "Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." So the finality of God's word is met in Jesus Christ. That you have no possible chance of keeping every law in God's word. We're born sinners. But that righteous standard has been met in Jesus Christ. And tonight, that righteousness can be applied to your account. And it says, "You shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven." There's no possible way you can enter heaven without the righteousness of Christ. And it can only be applied to your account by faith in dependence upon him. His righteousness has to become your righteousness. Otherwise, you have no peace with God. I wonder tonight, is your only standing before God through Jesus Christ? Or is there something else that you're trusting in? Is every part of God's word important to you? Or are there little sins that you don't think is that bad? Do you realize that God's word can be perfectly trusted for every circumstance in your life that you are facing? You don't have to turn to some psychology book. You don't have to turn to what your friends are saying. You can follow God's word. And do you see Jesus Christ on the pages of Scripture? Are you looking to understand more of who he is as you read the word of God? Let's pray.